So it's Hull Climb time once again. The Danny Gormley Memorial Knockala Hull Climb taking place this weekend. Assistant COC is Brian Gibbons, who joins me in studio to look ahead. I suppose, Brian, at this stage, a couple of days out, is the bulk of the work's all done. It's just about, I suppose, crossing the T's and dotting the I's and making sure everything's ready to rock and roll.
Hi, the bulk of the work's done. Ash and John and myself and a lot of the team, we've a lot of work done there the last few weeks, and we'll be hoping for good weather and a good crowd down there now over the weekend. There's a good entry there. We're looking at up on 60 entries, and from all ages and all different types of cars. It's just encouraging, so much support from our own members on the weekend.
You mentioned John. Obviously, John Crummish is the COC for the event. So, listen, yous have been hard at work, and I suppose, listen, once the Donegal International's done, focus changes to upcoming events, does it? And you were very much in the thick of it after that.
Well, you have the Hull Climb now, and you have the navigation coming up in a few weeks, and just a few weeks after that, then you'll have Johnny's Forest Rally in Donegal Town, which is rescheduled due to the storm. So it'll be a busy few weeks, but there's a lot of good help there within the club at the minute, and it's encouraging whenever you're a part of it.
And that's not, I suppose, the other thing too is this is all part of the local Donegal Commercial Vehicles Club Championship as well here, Donegal Motor Club Championship.
Yeah, we have a club championship there, so Donegal Commercial Vehicles Championship, sponsored by the McDade family, and we've kind of revived it the last few years. We have our awards night last year, and that was a great success, and we're trying to add as many rounds as possible to it, and it's encouraging for the younger people as well. Like, we have a good entry of young people there at the weekend.
Yeah, okay, well, let's focus in on the weekend then. What is the format for the Hull Climb? I know we talk about this every year. It's very similar to what you're looking, I suppose, for a handful of runs, five or six runs each day.
Yeah, we'll have a practice run each morning about 10:30, and the first of the time runs will be about 11:30. Weather depending on that, we'll be hoping to get between five and six runs each day, finishing off around 5:30 each evening. Yeah. So we're hoping now for good weather. And
what's the weather given for?
It's given mixed at the minute, but Knockala is funny because it could be raining everywhere else, and it could be dry in Knockala because you're close to the sea down there. So hopefully we'll get the weather, and marshals for the weekend. We're looking for marshals there. Anybody that's available, contact Stephen Tinney. Stephen has a good gang gathered up there, but as always, we don't refuse any help.
What's the distance of the hull? Like, where's the start? Is the starting point where they start the stage of the rally? Is it further on up and then they just go up over the top of the hill, is it?
Yeah, the starting point's basically just at the toilet, same place as I always start the rally. And it goes up around the hairpins and it stops at the top lay-by. You're looking at a mile, 1.3 kilometres. And it brings in the most iconic part of the stage, really. And there's plenty of views there.
And obviously the conditions will make it challenging. But what about the competitors? Obviously, well, they've been part of the club championship. There's a lot of the rally men. Now, this is not a counting round to the Hill Climb Championship this year, so the bulk of the entry is a lot of guys that rally here in the Northwest who are looking for points for their own Donegal Motor Club Championship. So who's on there? Who do we watch out for?
Aye, it's encouraging that the club men have come out in force. Really good numbers of Donegal club men this weekend. There's going to be some good battles there. There's going to be some good father and son battles. I suppose you're looking at, there's a few even overseas there. There's Ollie Benton and Steve Benton, father and son. Mac Walsh and Ben Walsh there, father and son. Mac's actually the main sponsor of the event through his MW Fire Solutions. And it's great that they come on board to sponsor the weekend. Paul Hughes and Oren Hughes from Northern Ireland. You have Gary McAvoy and Gary Jr. there. And the Ford Escort at the weekend.
Yeah. And the juniors are also getting around. It was announced a few weeks ago that you used to be adding a junior element to it. What's the uptake and that been like? Because this has got to be a very popular class right across the country since it was introduced by MI a number of years ago. And it's given really, really young drivers an opportunity to do a hull climb.
Yeah, as you know, we have some great junior 1000 competitors within the county. They're travelling all over the country and getting great results. At the minute there, we have five, and we have the likes of James McShea, Jack McDermott, who have won in various different events over the country. We have the Ray brothers from Clady there as well. And we have Sean Ryan, who's coming up from Cork as well, to compete in the junior class.
Yeah. But what about the boys at the head of the field? That's the juniors we mentioned. We mentioned the father and son. When we look at who's up there competing in Escorts and their Darians, what can we expect, Brian?
Yeah, we have Kevin Galler there, and his Darian, who everybody knows is a fierce machine on the hill, and we've likes of Niall McGonigal coming in a Rally 2 car on Sunday, which will also be an attraction. You have the top escorts in, you have Damien Gallagher, you have Mike Walsh, you have the Bentons, you have Paul Hughes, you have some very good escort men there. So it definitely will be down to points and seconds over the 2 days, and Willard play a big part in it.
Yeah. And it's an enjoyable weekend for everybody competing, but it can be an enjoyable weekend for everybody who's marshalling or doing some sort of role. And obviously you'll take any sort of help right up to the start of the event.
Yeah, exactly. It's an enjoyable, it's a family-oriented event. We have a bus there taking spectators up the hill between every run. We'll have Megabytes will be there with their food catering van. Gary McAvoy and McAvoy Motorsport will be there with their trade stalls selling merchandise, and there'll be tea and coffee vans there as well on the weekend.
Yeah. And the best advice to spectators is obviously to listen to the officials, but get there early, get to the hill early, and you could have a good day out.
Yeah, exactly. You can come down and watch your two runs or your three runs and go home again. There's plenty of parking at the bottom of the hill, but as always, stay safe and stand somewhere that's safe and be responsible.
Okay, listen, Brian, many thanks for dropping in here, and wish you and all your team the very best of luck this weekend with the Hull Clan.
Thanks a lot.